Does it feel like the only way to sell is to do weird, sometimes creepy things that kind of put people off? Yeah, I've been there, which is exactly why I created Stay Close to the Money, a free resource that offers you 37 stupid easy ways to grow your revenue without being salesy, sleazy, or questionably moral. This free guide is available on my website and in the links in the show notes, so make sure you go download it so that you can start making more money today.
Welcome back to the newest episode of Strategy Snacks. I'm your host, Frenchy Frenzy, and I'm a growth strategist and thought partner who will help you learn important business growth lessons the easier way. Get them hand-delivered in these short, easy-to-action segments. Let's dive in.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Strategy Snacks. I am so excited today because we have a friend from the Mixer Mind in here, author and business coach, Chrissy Chin, and I am excited for our conversation. Chrissy is a wealth of knowledge, information, and experience, and I can't wait to hear everything she has to tell us. Chrissy, welcome.
I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you. I would love for you to introduce yourself a little bit more fully than I just did, so our listeners can get to know you.
For sure. So I'm Chrissy Chin. I was a nurse and then got into business, the long journey we won't go over. but right now I help people take their knowledge, their expertise, their skills, turn that into a digital offer. And then I have a love and passion for all things automation and systems so that you can build a business while having plenty of time with your family to do the things that you enjoy and you love, you know, including your business and outside your business. So yeah, that's what I spend most of my time doing inside my business, is helping serve others in that way.
I love it. I love it. Unrelated question quickly. What kind of nurse were you? I'm a medical hobbyist. I like to call myself. Someone was curious what people's specialties are.
Yes, absolutely. I was a peds nurse and I did some travel nursing. So I would kind of float between peds, PICU, NICU. But little people was my thing.
Oh, so sweet. All right. Well, back to the business stuff. So what is one of your kind of favorite business wins or most kind of memorable business moments?
So when I was like first kind of thinking about this, I was thinking, gosh, when we hit $1 million in revenue. But if I actually really think about my favorite, it would have to be validating like our offer, like putting my first like real digital offer out there. And so I'm business partners with my sister. So that's kind of a fun fact about us. But it was like, I have this idea, let's turn it into an offer. I think people could really go for it. And we put it out there and we ended up signing up 1,000 subscribers, paying subscribers the first month, or 1,400 the first month. And so after that first month, it was that validation of like, oh my gosh, people want this. They need this and people are buying. So that was probably just the most exciting moment in my business journey, is like, wow, I can really make money from teaching other people what I know.
That's awesome. And I love that you make that distinction, because I think that we tend to really focus on those revenue milestones. And you and I both know those are really, really important. But those moments where you're like, I can see how this is about to take off, are sometimes like, there's so much excitement. Like, you know, it's just, that's amazing. I love it. Okay. So on the flip side of that, what has been one of the hardest lessons you've had to learn on your journey?
So I talk about this in my book and get pretty vulnerable with this, but one of the hardest lessons is really kind of knowing and understanding that you have to learn and develop skills in areas that you may not want to do as a business owner. I do really like numbers, but finances has always been, there's been times in my life where I've lived paycheck to paycheck, and that's never a great feeling. And so, and the business really took off, well, right away. And so things, it was just like growing and growing year after year. And so I didn't really look at the numbers. I wasn't constantly tracking. And then all of a sudden things took a nosedive for a multitude of reasons. And because I wasn't paying attention as a real business owner should, I learned my lesson the incredibly hard way and had an entire year of just really hard lots of lessons to be learned that I'm so grateful that I had that experience. It wasn't pleasant. But now I'm able to help others, like just within this thought and this tip, you know, you pay attention to some of the things that you might not want to be paying attention to. So it was a really hard and long lesson to learn. And I'm still learning things from that process, but just that we have to know and learn things that we don't necessarily want to, but if we want our business to thrive and keep growing and not find ourselves in these, you know, big, deep ruts, we have to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I also think it's interesting because like one of my like personal, just like red flags against myself type of things. Like anytime I say anything on anywhere too extreme, right? So if it's like, I'm bad at numbers, I'm like, ooh, red flag, Frenchie, like what's happening? Or if it's like, oh no, like I got that covered, also a red flag, right? Like too much confidence or too much insecurity are both like, I'm always trying to be like somewhere in the middle. And if I ever say something that's like, just like a blanket statement, I'm like, we have to look into that more. So that's kind of what you, that just made me think of is like, you know, you like kind of lean into like, oh, I'm bad at numbers, but I'm making lots of money. Cool. But then there was that moment where something happened and we're all going to have to get your book to read and find out more what it was exactly. But I think that is really, really just important to keep in mind, right? It's just not to write things off entirely as like something you have or don't have.
Yeah. And I did, I was at a kind of a 2-day workshop, goal setting workshop. And we did this exercise that was really valuable in terms of these areas in your life, which areas come really natural to you, which do you wake up excited to dive into, excited to think about, what do you spend your most money on? What do you spend your most time like thinking about? And that's really like, okay, if that's family, then that means you, it's really easy. You value family. It's really easy for you to do. Well, finances was like the opposite. Which one do you never want to think about? Do you avoid like the plague? Do you not spend much money on, you know, you don't really spend time learning on it. And it was finances. And so I think that's kind of that same idea and methodology for business. It's like, what stuff comes really easy? Okay, great. Like that's, you know, lean into that. What stuff do you hate and avoid? Pay attention to that. Because if you avoid it for too long, you'll find yourself in a sticky situation.
Totally. Totally. Well, thank you for sharing that. And last but not least, I would love for you to share, like, what is one strategy snack that you want to share with our listeners?
A strategy that has come kind of naturally to me, but I just want to reiterate, it's really important, is to have the big vision of what you want to do, but don't let all of the unknowns stop you and just take that imperfect action. I always say with action comes clarity. And so don't let the unknowns stop you. If I had done that, I never would have launched the first business. We never would have served thousands of people and done the revenue and expanded and all of this. And so, you know, I just noticed time and time again, the mindset really keeps people stuck. This, I don't know what to do next. I'm not sure, you know, how I'm going to get there. Don't worry about it. Do it imperfectly. Take action. You'll get clarity and you'll make something happen.
I love it. Yeah. I always tell people, like, don't let your operations define your aspirations. Because I think sometimes people have these big visions and immediately they're like, but wait, how am I going to get there? How am I going to start? And it's like, just take a step. But so fully support, co-signed 1,000%. So Chrissy, how can our listeners find you, connect with you, get to know you more and all those good things?
Yeah, absolutely. So Instagram is typically where I hang out. It's at the Chrissy Chin underscore after that. My website is thechrissychin.com, but it is getting rebranded. But no worries, if you click on that or go to it, it will redirect you. In the future, it will be knccreative.com for a rebrand happening soon.
So exciting. I love that. Can't wait. We'll drop all the links in the show notes so that you all can follow Chrissy, connect with her, learn from her, and grow thriving, successful businesses. Chrissy, thank you so much for being here today.
Yes, thank you, Frenchies. What a pleasure.
Of course, my pleasure.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Strategy Snacks. Head to the show notes for a full list of links and resources mentioned, and I'll be back next week with more bite-sized business advice.